Le'ilin nishmas of klenimus kamish ben avili melech. Psachim perk hei mishna aleph. Tamid nishchat b'shmeinu mechza. Normally on every day of the year, the carbon tamid is shechted 8.5 hours into the day. So let's say you have a day that starts at 6, sunrise and sunset is 6 o'clock. So that would be normally 12:30. Because that's the time, the Rav explains, the Gemara explains, that the shadow of the afternoon starts moving towards the west. Because in that setup, it would be from 11:30 to 12:30. That time, the sun is directly above, and the shadow of a person, when he's standing under the sun, doesn't go in any direction. Masha Einkein, once it passes 12:30, which is 6.5 hours into the day, that's when it starts turning towards the west, and that's now called, from then until the end of the day, that's called Bein Harbayim. So really, the carbon tamid shel Bein Harbayim could be shechted after 6:30 in that setup, after 6.5 hours, but we wait another 2 hours because there are other karbonis, like Nedarim and Nedavos, that should come before, because the carbon tamid shel Bein Harbayim should normally be the last carbon that you are makriv for the day. And even on Shabbos, it's the same thing, even though we don't bring Nedarim and Nedavos on Shabbos, because we do on Chol, so we do the same thing on Shabbos. But there's one exception. There's one carbon that's brought after the carbon tamid shel Bein Harbayim, and that's the carbon Pesach. And the reason that we bring the carbon Pesach afterwards is because by the carbon Pesach, it says a Loshon Erev twice. Because the Torah says, Tizbach has a Pesach be'erev. And also says, V'shachtu oso. And then it says, Bein Harbayim. So the Loshon of Erev is written twice by a carbon Pesach to teach us that there's a special din by carbon Pesach should come even after the carbon tamid shel Bein Harbayim. So Tamid Nishchet B'Shmonu Mechza, so the Tamid is shechted 8.5 hours into the day. So it's 2 hours later than the first time you can bring it. V'Karev B'Teisha U'Mechza. And then it's brought, after it's shechted, there's another hour that you need to do the other avodas. And it's then brought and finished as a carbon 9.5 hours into the day. However, Ba'arvei Pesachim Nishchet B'Shevu Mechza, but on Erev Pesach, because they had to do the carbon Pesach also, so they made it a little bit earlier. So instead of 8.5 hours, they're makriv the carbon Tamid 7.5 hours into the day. So on a day that starts at 6 and ends at 6, that would be 1:30 in the afternoon. V'karev b'shmonu mechza, and then an hour later, at 2:30, which is the 8.5 hour of the day, that's when you're makriv the carbon tamid shel Bein Harbayim, Bein b'chol, Bein b'shabbos. Whether or not Yud Dalet is falling out on a regular day of the week, or whether it falls out on Shabbos, like we said, not to make a difference between Shabbos and the rest of the week, even though on Shabbos, there's no Nedarim and Nedavos. So there'd be a reason to do it even earlier. However, Chol Erev Pesach Lios B'Erev Shabbos, but Erev Pesach falls out, not on Shabbos, but Erev Shabbos. So even though the shechting of the Karban Pesach is Doicha Shabbos, but when it falls out on Erev Shabbos, you have to make sure that you roasted Erev Shabbos. You cannot roast the Karban Pesach on Shabbos. So we need more time for the Karban Pesach. Therefore, Nishchat Sheish U'Mechza. So now you would do it the earliest time the Torah would allow us to, which is 6.5 hours, which is at 12:30. V'karev b'shevu mechza, and we're makrevit an hour later, the carbon tamid, 7.5 hours, which would end up being 1:30. V'pesach achrov, and now the carbon pesach would be after it, and this way we'd have enough time for the carbon pesach too.